to go out there for you today?
It was great. This is a tremendous opportunity to come out here and work out for the Utah Jazz. A lot of fun. It's a beautiful area, so I've enjoyed every part of this, getting to see the city, getting to work out for the team. I feel like I improved today.
What do they want to see from you? Do they try to stretch you out a little bit, or what do they ask of you?
I haven't gotten the chance to really talk to them one-on-one, but I just try to show them my strengths, and that's my motor, my explosiveness and size, and my ability to communicate out there on the floor. So I tried to show that, and I think that's something that can be valuable on any team.
Post draft prospects have been at it for a good long time now, and now with just a week until the draft, do you kind of feel a little pull, a little more urgency?
I felt urgency all throughout it, but the important thing is not to let that sense of urgency grab hold of you and stress you out. This is a fun process. I'm getting to interact with all these teams I've watched my whole life growing up. It's a dream come true. So I just keep reminding myself that even though there's a sense of urgency, to keep a smile on and just enjoy the heck out of it.
You know, when it comes to the Jazz, we don't get allowed in here, but we hear that their workouts are somewhat creative. How do maybe if you can give us just a little hint of how they compare to some of the others?
Well, I feel like they have a very knowledgeable coaching staff, top to bottom. You know, I interacted with upwards of 15 guys today from the Utah Jazz, and every one of them knew what they were talking about, and so it was easy to be coached by them, easy to listen. And this workout had a really good pace to it, so they know some of us aren't used to elevation. So they try to compensate for that, and I feel like we got a lot out of today's workout. Very spirited.
What's the biggest thing you've learned throughout the process of different workouts?
Just that teams want to see your ability to compete. You know, they've watched us all year long with college basketball, and when they put us in these workout settings, they already coming in have a good idea of what we can do. You can show them a little bit new, maybe stuff you worked on, but for the most part, they want to see how hard you get after it in person, your competitive spirit. And that's something I tried to show today. Excuse me.
Who do you lean on in this process? Who gives you the most advice? Any one brother or the other?
Yeah, my brothers, hands down, both of them. I've talked to them both at different points, and they've given tremendous advice. This is just a really unique opportunity, and they really want to emphasize, you know, learn to enjoy this process, because you can suck the fun out of it for yourself if you stress out too much. If you start worrying about things out of your control, what I can control is I'm going to show up every day. I'm going to be the best Marshall Plumlee I can be, and I'm going to compete. And that's something I felt like I've done up to this point.
Who wins those the driveway battles between you and
Miles? Growing up, it was split between Miles and Mason. I was behind physically. If you put us in the driveway today, it could go any which way. I'll go ahead and say me.
Got any Rodney Hood stories that are shareable?
I'm not going to share any stories, but I will say some stuff you probably already know, and that's he's a tremendous person, a tremendous teammate, and I've never seen someone come into Duke in such a short amount of time make such a huge impact. You know, he was a leader on our team the year he was redshirting, and that's really rare. That's when you know someone is a true leader, and they have a true command presence about them, is their ability to lead and bring the best out of their teammates, even when they're not on the front lines. So I have a very, very positive impression of Rodney Hood, and I'm grateful I got to be his teammate.
Do you know Quinn at all? Did he ever stop in?
Quinn Cook?
Snyder. Sorry.
Quinn Snyder. Oh, you know, no, I'm not. I don't know him that well personally.
Did you get a chance to talk to Rodney while you're here in Salt Lake? Or?
Yeah, I did. I got a chance to catch up with him, and it's always great seeing him. I roomed with him for a year in college. And, man, he's still the same Rodney Hood, a humble guy, great person, despite now being such a great, prolific talent in the NBA. So I think that just speaks to his character, and it was really fun catching up with him.
Good roommate? Messy roommate?
Great roommate. I was probably the messy roommate, so don't go get a quote from him. But.